Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Evolution Radio, where the evolution is the revolution. Tune in every Monday from 10 a.m. to 12 to Awake with All Set on Evolution Radio, where the revolution is the evolution.
Many people ask disempowering questions. What's wrong? Who's to blame? Why me? Those questions keep us on a downward spiral of picking up on the database of human consciousness and all of its woes and complaints and fears and doubts and worries that move through the mind of the human experience. The real life visioning process is based upon asking questions that are empowering, that empower us. What's trying to emerge in my life? What gift do I have to give? How much power can flow through me? This is how it works. Behind every problem that we have, there's a question trying to ask itself. Behind every question, there's an answer trying to be revealed. Behind every answer, there's an action trying to be taken. And behind every action, there's a way of life trying to be born. So if you're perennially stuck in disempowering questions, your perception becomes very small, you become reactionary, and the actions that you take are just busyness. Survival busyness has nothing to do with embracing a large goal or a great vision for your life. So we ask, and I implore you to ask powerful questions. We want to ask questions. What gift am I to give to the world? What is trying to emerge in my life? You could even ask, what is my next step to take in the downloading, the articulation, and the living of my vision? Now here's the deal. As you begin to ask empowering questions, you begin to activate the soul faculty of hearing. One of the arts that have been lost in our world is the art of listening. Individuals fail to listen and they fail to comprehend. Listening is a lost art. You want to bring listening back in your spiritual practice. So in life visioning, as we begin to feel that we're surrounded by a universal presence of divine love, we begin to ask the question, what is the vision for my life? What is the universe seeking to express through me? What is the idea that the universe is trying to make as my life? What's trying to emerge? And then we have a moment of pure listening. Without judgment or censorship, we just begin to listen. And that which is called the still, small voice, we begin to understand after a while, becomes the only voice. The chatter in the mind, we no longer hear that. We begin to hear what's trying to emerge. I want you to begin to practice for a moment. I want you to begin, even with your eyes open, first with your eyes open, begin to feel that you're surrounded by an atmosphere of love. The universe is for you, there's nothing against you. Begin to think about times in your life where someone really supported you and loved you. They got you, they understood you. They weren't trying to get anything from you, they just loved you. I want you to feel into that. And I want you to understand that that is just a small figment of how the universe loves you. Just a little bit. But feel into that love right now. Now close your eyes. And feel that you're in a safe environment and you are truly loved. With every breath you take, that feeling of being loved is being amplified. Remember, you're on purpose. You are an on purpose with a purpose to reflect and to reveal the cosmos in a way that has never quite happened before. Now ask this question. What idea is the universe trying to express through me? What is seeking to emerge in my life? What is the universe up to as my life? Now listen with that inner ear. What is the universe? rise up to as your life, not what society wants you to do, not what your parents want you to do, not what your college system wants you to do, not what your religion wants you to do, but this God have in store for you. What does the universal presence have in store for you? Listen. See with the inner eye. Feel with your heart. And allow it to articulate itself to you. This is a vision. It's not in the future. It's in you right now.
Peace and blessings, family. This is Healer Aset Miriam Ali. And it is Monday. What's today's date? Let's see. The 21st of May. And you are on Awake with this Aset on New Evolution Radio, where the evolution is a revolution. And we are just about to revealing things that need to be healed and ensuring that we understand the importance of facing things that we often try to avoid, often try not to address, and it winds up manifesting itself out regardless. The key thing to having this type of courage in revealing the things that need to be healed, that oftentimes you feel like you're isolated. You feel like you are the only one willing to do this, when in fact, it's sometimes just the person who needs to take the first step. And then once that first step happens, the invitation of the platform being given for healing to immerse is often there. So we're going to start this off in our regular fashion. I want everybody to take a deep breath and release. Take in another deep breath. And release. And I want us to just get our minds right and think about what it is that you need to reveal, what it is that you need to address and you need to heal. What have you been avoiding? What have you been denying, looking at it head on? Being in tune and in concert with the universe in the collective consciousness. And how can you get in front of that, what's bothering you, versus being held captive in any way, whether it's holding you back because you can't move forward with trusting others, whether it's holding you back because you're not expressing how you honestly feel and showing up authentically. What is it that you need to reveal? And how are you going to trust the courage that you should have in yourself to get through the healing? Your spiritual, your emotional, your mental well-being is no different than your physical well-being. If you break your leg, you must set your leg and be patient as it begins to heal itself. Be compassionate by not walking on that leg. How are you compassionate with your spirit? How are you compassionate with other spirit? Ensuring that you are facing and revealing these things are key. Key. I want you to take a deep, deep breath. And release. I want you to know the importance saying you're taking your power back. You're not going to give it anymore, give it away to anyone anymore, excuse me. Listening to that inner voice, showing up in your best self. Being in harmony. And not letting anything steal your joy. This is your guided meditation for the week. We're going to lead our week in this way. We're going to lead our week where we are happy. And when moments of difficulty show up, know that we're safe and it's just a moment for us to show our spiritual tools work, to show that we have the strength to get through. And know that it is through this collective love, this collective consciousness, and through revealing that which needs to be healed, is how we are going to reach our best selves. Keep breathing, get some water, and we'll be right back.
Trash today.
and blessings. All right, we are back. We are back. We are back. It has been wonderful few shows in terms of making sure that we are revealing what needs to be healed. And with that being our topic today, making sure that you understand the courage and the ability that you do have to reveal anything that does need to be healed. We have a tendency, right, to want to avoid, or we have a tendency to want to push things under the rug, and that's simply because we deem facing that which needs to be healed as being too hard or being something that we cannot get through. And the reality is that the universe and the God of your understanding has given you all of the tools that you need in order to heal. And a lot of times it just is coming down to having a self-communication, first and foremost, your communication with the Most High, with the Creator, and understanding that sometimes the things that actually need to be healed, well, not even sometimes, all of the times that the things that need to be healed are going to show up, whether you are conscious of them or not, whether you, and the ideal situation is for you to be in front of that. The ideal situation is for you to have control over that and you saying, you know what, I'm going to make the choice to avoid, to not avoid facing that which needs to be addressed. And we tend to think that that has to be this destructive type of situation, that the only way that we can really deal with these deep issues that might be rooted in spirit, your mental well-being, your emotional well-being, we tend to think that the only way to really address these things are if we are doing it in some type of chaos, in some type of mayhem, that it has to be a blow-up. And the reality is that you, 9 times out of 10, by the time something blows up, you had signs. You just weren't dealing with it. Think about the argument that you got in, or the altercation that you got in, or the misunderstanding that you got in. You had signs, because the universe and God has created things to be so woven into clarity. We have just forgotten to listen to that voice. We have just forgotten that if it's there, we have the choice to say, you know what, I'm feeling this, I'm getting signs. What is it that needs to be addressed? And sometimes we rather be either the victim or we rather be the martyr. We rather be the person who is being celebrated in the process, or we rather be the person who is the one condemning the process. And in reality, both sides are needed. You can't have right without left. You can't have up without down. You can't have hot without cold, positive without negative. And so when we are able to embrace that we are in situations, and no one is without fault. We are in situations, and if you're dealing with something that needs to be revealed because you know that it's impacting your life, and you are impacting those people within your life. I just heard a strong sermon yesterday from my father talking about relationships, and the entire interaction as being a human being is based on relationships. Maya Angelou has a wonderful quote: "People don't remember what you say. They remember how you make them feel, and how you make them feel is the only way that they are able to really embrace whatever it is that you have to say. If you are making people feel a particular way, or if you are feeling a particular way, what needs to be said often gets avoided because we are more consumed in our feelings, even as children, as we are learning language to be able to say things, to be able to compile letters so that we can create words. Children know the first thing is what? Feeling. They are feeling what it is that they are experiencing. And so when we are talking about revealing that which needs to be healed, we have to address that the truth is, what is it? What is it that we need to properly say to get through our healing? And oftentimes we rather not say it. Oftentimes, we rather not feel those things. And I just started the chakra course yesterday as well. And we were talking about processing and the importance of knowing that you have to get the junk out of you. And see, the way that energy works is that it's going to come out whether you are in accordance with it or not. If you don't want to take responsibility, if you don't want to be held accountable, if somebody else doesn't want to, the energy is going to come out regardless. You don't. That's God. That's how God works. There's no way for you to be able to truly, truly, truly manifest into creating any type of peace, any type of harmony, when you are not addressing that which needs to be healed. You had signs. Think about your own process. You had signs. You had opportunities for you to address healing. You had opportunities for you to communicate. You had opportunities for you to be at peace. You had opportunities for you to address it, but often we wait, we hold off, we drag out the situation, and then by the time it does show up, it's in a mayhem, and now we're reacting instead of being proactive, instead of being preventative. We find a problem, we find an issue, and then we're going towards it, and then we're saying something to it. And instead, we actually should be making sure that we are moving in a direction that creates a harmonious, that creates healing, and sometimes that means having the courage to stand through being uncomfortable. We are so spoiled with thinking we do not have to be uncomfortable. We think that we don't have to go through something being hard. We think that we don't have to process what needs to be addressed. We think that the reality of ease and that everything is about us. And in true form, it is a give and a take. It is a pouring. It is a receiving. And when we do not accept that there is a responsibility on all of us to actually show up, and say, I'm going to do the hard work. And the hard work causes for us to be uncomfortable. You got to face it. You cannot operate in a world where you are not being authentic, but you also can't operate in a world where you are robbing other people to be authentic. So when we're talking about revealing, when we're talking about we want to heal, especially when we're addressing relationships, especially just as there are stages of grief, there are stages of anger, there are stages of love, there are stages of every single type of emotion, and all of those stages have to have the opportunity to be expressed. And one of the key things that you can do when you're thinking about relationships, and I want you to loosely take what is golden to you and leave what is not. But the reality is that sometimes, right, sometimes you have to be so uncomfortable. You have to be so uncomfortable because that's what requires growth. Think about when you were planted in your mother's womb. It became uncomfortable for her to give birth, but she birthed you. The same is true. And this is, y'all, I've been saying this. When you look at everything as a birthing process and you realize that the part that's uncomfortable is actually the part that is there for you to birth, that which hurts, that which is the pain, those contractions, you're sweating, you can't think straight, all of the things that it takes to birth something, there is a hardship that comes through. We were trying to get the Malcolm Gladwell, and it talks about disadvantages and things that are discouraging are actually strength builders, are actually the things that allow you to move forward. And when you have a hardship, this is what builds your strength. You have to be strong in order to get these things in full movement, in order to get these things to be in an alignment. And when you are trying to avoid being in the hardship, when you are trying to avoid the tough part, you're never, never going to be able to address that which needs to be healed. It hurts. Listen, let me say that again. It hurt. And if it doesn't hurt, you're not present. If you were saying, I don't care, and it's whatever, guess what? You're just prolonging. You're just prolonging what is going to move forward. You're just prolonging the opportunity for you to be in a space, right? Be in a space that is going to provide the platform for you to actually receive. And the way that God works, the way that God works, the God of your understanding, the God of my understanding, the Most High, Allah, whatever you call the entity, the way that, the blessings begin to pour is by you being courageous enough to take the first step. By you being courageous enough to say, this is what it is, this is how I feel, and this is how I'm going to move forward. And sometimes that process takes a few times. Sometimes it takes a few figuring out and getting in the rhythm of being able to show up in that way. And relieving the idea that you can judge another person. Another person's process, another person's perspective, another person's feelings. You cannot do that. And so when we get to a space where we understand that the hardships are exactly what brings relationships to be genuine, we cannot avoid the hard struggle. And that's how you reveal. When you trust, because that's where you, that's where faith comes in, that's where trust comes in, that's where all of these things, the aha moment of saying, this was worth whatever minimum pain, because now genuine authenticity can show up, because now you are in a space where you can be in peace. And when there is a knowingness that you don't have any type of room to continue your life, where you are creating a hardship. Because you can take control of that. You can take the signs that you avoided, take responsibility. The energy that you knew was there and you did not want to face it because you did not want to be uncomfortable. Being uncomfortable is exactly what brings the results. You don't get results by being in consistent. That's not growth. That's not growth. To break through requires. And it doesn't have to be this breakdown, right? Like you don't have to, a lot of times, especially in the church, you hear that. Like I had a breakdown to have a breakthrough. You don't have to live like that. You don't have to live like that. When you are okay facing being uncomfortable, when you are okay saying this is got to be hard work, but I'm willing to do the work so that I can reveal whatever it is and we can address the healing of it. See, relationship, there's no way that you can ever fortify a relationship without understanding that hardships are going to come. And it's how you stand in those hardships is what brings the trust, is what brings the understanding, is what brings the compassion, is what brings the maturity of the relationship. If we are still caught up in, because you did this to me, I'm going to do this to you, that's not spiritual maturity. That's not how you heal. You can own your own self and take your own power back. There is no need for a tit for tat. There's no need for a tally system. There's no need for you did this and that did that. And so now, because what happens is justification. And there's no room for healing to actually happen. And just like in the clip said, the lost art of listening. Listening is a gift. And to be an effective listener is saying, I'm going to listen. And you don't have to agree to understand. Oftentimes we think that the only way that we can understand someone is if we agree with them and they agree with us. And that's not true. In spiritual maturity, you can say, I don't understand, so let me listen so that I can understand. I understand your point of view, but I don't agree with you. And that is healthy. We have consumed our minds into thinking that in order to be healthy, we have to be in full and total accordance. And that's taking away someone's power in their own mind, in their own process. There is healthy exchange that can still be on opposite ends. You do not have to completely disregard someone. You don't have to completely dismiss someone, and that doesn't mean that you have to be best friends with them either. But it does mean that when you are in your spiritual maturity, understanding is, and that's one of the seven habits of highly effective people, is to seek understanding so that you, before trying to be understood. What have you tried to seek the understanding of the other side? Or are you consumed with having to be right? Are you consumed with having to be the one that did dot, dot, dot? Are you consumed with saying, I'm going to do it this way? Are you consumed, right, with your perspective so much that there's no room for understanding? When you don't allow people to show up in who they authentically are, when you don't allow people to be in harmony, and more than anything, one of the other things is that you also want to ensure that you're showing up and giving people the platform to make mistakes. Let me say that again. You need to be in compliance with allowing people to make mistakes. And when you do that, you allow folks to grow. You allow folks to be able to show up. And when you are able to let people show up, and when you are able to say, I'm going to give the platform where your mistakes are all right to happen. See, when we allow people to make mistakes, you allow people to feel safe in their growth process. They begin, and that offers a lane of trust. Because guess what? Your space of needing to be accepted when you make your mistakes, to be accepted, and that's revealing that. When you reveal what needs to be healed, when you reveal and you're saying that I'm going to understand before I need to be understood, those are the seven habits of highly effective people. Be highly effective. Don't be ineffective. Don't be the one who is overconsumed because you got a point to prove off of principle. So many times we say to each other, it's just the principle. It's just the principle. Well, the principle often is, sometimes your ego needs to be in check. Sometimes your pride needs to be in check. Sometimes you saying to the other person, I feel like you're in your ego. I feel like you're in your pride. I just need you to understand me. I just need you to listen to me. And sometimes we are so fearful. We are so fearful of being vulnerable when that, in fact, is what it takes for us to grow. That, in fact, is what it takes for us to be in harmony, for us to be in peace, be in peace and be in the space, of saying, this is what I want to do, this is how I want to heal, and I am going to reveal whatever it is that it needs to be addressed. So often we get caught up, right? We get caught up in saying we don't want to we don't want to feel stupid. You know, a lot of times people got me out here looking like I'm dumb. Look at who told you that? Who told you that? See, and then that just feeds into this false ego concept and this idea that you cannot move forward until you address something in this way that is oftentimes so unhealthy. So unhealthy, but we'd rather be unhealthy to prove a point, right? We'd rather be condescending to prove a point instead of just saying, you know what, I'm gonna figure this out, and we're gonna heal this together. We're gonna heal this together, and that takes courage. That takes courage and be the one to make the invitation. But I promise you, when the invitation is extended, And even if the invitation is denied, even if somebody says, you know what, I'm not going to, I don't want to fool with you. Even if that's what happened when you were trying to heal a relationship, even if that is what happened, your consciousness and you remove the block, because now the onus and the responsibility is on the other person. Now it's not about you having to show up and wonder and walk on eggshells. Now it's about, you know what, I laid it on the table and I'm willing to address this. And how are we going to address it? Let's take a deep breath. If you are on the line and you would like to get a quick reading, go ahead and press 1. Or if you want to talk or have a comment or a question or anything that you want to address, go ahead and press 1 and I will get you on the line. We are going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Stood and stared at it, marveled at its beauty, its genius. Billions of people just living out their lives, oblivious. Did you know that the first Matrix was designed to be a perfect human world where none suffered? Where everyone would be happy. It was a disaster. No one would accept the program. Entire crops were lost. Some believed that we lacked the programming language to describe your perfect world, but I believe that as a species, human beings define their reality through misery and suffering. So the perfect world was a dream that your primitive cerebrum kept trying to wake up from, which is why the Matrix was redesigned to this, the peak of your civilization. And I say your civilization because as soon as we started thinking for you, it really became our civilization, which is, of course, what this is all about. Evolution, Morpheus. Evolution. Like the dinosaur. Look out that window. You had your time. The future is our world, Morpheus. The future is our time. I'd like to share a revelation that I've had during my time here. It came to me when I tried to classify your species. I realized that you're not actually mammals. Every mammal on this planet instinctively develops a natural equilibrium with the surrounding environment, but you humans do not. You move to an area and you multiply and multiply until every natural resource is consumed. And the only way you can survive is to spread to another area. There is another organism on this planet that follows the same pattern. Do you know what it is? A virus. Human beings are a disease, a cancer of this planet. You are a plague, and we are the cure. Can you hear me, Morpheus? I'm going to be honest with you. I hate this place, this zoo, this prison, this reality, whatever you want to call it. I can't stand it any longer. It's the smell. If there is such a thing, I feel saturated by it. I can taste your stink. Every time I do, I fear that I have somehow been infected by it. It's repulsive, isn't it? I must get out of here. I must get free. And in this mind is the key, my key.
There are people that's awake, and there's people asleep. Now, most people on this planet are asleep. So, let's break it to the least common denominator. Let's say the black community. It used to, they say 5%. No, it's like 0.something now.
That's right.
You see, that's asleep. So you're going to be lonely because the simple fact that people are asleep. Now, how is this? You have a chakra system in your body. And these are 9 wheels of consciousness. Seven wheels of consciousness. There's like 160 chakras, but 7 major chakras, just like there's 7 African powers. Now, what has happened here to give you a scientific element of what's going on so you can clear this up so you don't have to go and be trying to holler at somebody and they laugh at you and they don't want to hear that shit? Because your family will beat you down and niggas in the street will beat you down. You're going to try to give them a message. Now, have you around here crazy. Now, the chakra system, the lower chakra is your sacral vertebrae. That's your root chakra. And that's where the majority of the people's consciousness is, on the root chakra. So the only thing that they can get down with is desires. What feels good, what tastes good, what smells good, what looks good, what sounds good.
Yes.
You see, the basic senses, you see, on that particular level, they are called the automatons, which means automation.
Okay.
They moving, but they're brain dead.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Now, you don't even get into this particular consciousness that you can partake to understand what things is until you're radiating from the heart chakra.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the heart chakra. That's why the Egyptian, the heart scarab was the most important. Even when you died, they'd throw the brain away. But it was the heart that they preserved. Because that's where your true self is. But you got to radiate from the heart chakra and then you elevate on into the pineal gland. But most people's consciousness is in the root chakra. On the 5 senses, the animal level. They can look pretty. They can have a PhD with a degree. They tell you it's only a degree of information. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a degree of information, it has nothing to do with a person's behavior, whether they're conscious or not. You see, it has nothing to do with what a person wears. It has something to do is where they incarnated down here on a certain level, and they are radiating above the root chakra. And I guarantee you this right now. Even if some of you all just coming into consciousness the last couple of weeks or the last year, I'll guarantee you, you always felt special since you was a baby. Now, I've been asking that question in my lectures around the country for 16 years. And I ask everybody, how many of you all always thought that you were special? And the whole room always raised their hand. You didn't know what it was. You see what I'm saying? But you thought it was special. And you always had a thirst for something that you didn't know what it was. And it was this knowledge. Let me give you an example. When I was in college, I was standing up one time. I had finished school. And I was standing on the college campus with one of the coaches. We got to be good friends, one of the basketball coaches, Coach Holmes. And he said, well, how do you feel, man? You educated yourself. I said, man, I don't feel shit. I didn't know at the time. I thought when I came here to this university that when I left, I was going to have some kind of knowledge. I didn't know what the knowledge was. All I know is what I went through for 4 years, I didn't have shit. I knew I felt empty. Now, it was a couple of years later that what I was missing, I realized, was knowledge. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I knew something was wrong. You see, and that's what it is. You you always thought that you was that something was missing, and that's why it's actually because you were gravitating above the root shock.
All right, and we are back. Some of us are asleep, some of us are awake, and in my humble opinion, as much as I love the brother, I trust that when we get the courage to reveal that which needs to be healed, we get an awakening sense. We get the aha moment. We get the opportunity for us to realize that we can, in fact, heal. If you're on the line and you want to get a mini reading, go ahead and press 1. Or if you just want to share what your thoughts are on revealing that which needs to be healed, the opportunity for us to grow is always right there in our face. And sometimes we choose, and most times we choose not. But choice is still in there. Choice is still in there. And how are we going to show up? And how are we going to be in accordance with that, what we need in the moment? I'm going to go to the line. 706, you are on the line.
Peace, Sister. Peace, Sister. How you doing? How you doing, Sister?
I'm good. How are you? How are you?
I'm doing well. I just want to give you a shout out for when I always present knowledge, information, knowledge, what's understanding to the people, and I was just being there and being committed to what you do.
Thank you.
I just don't have any questions, any statements. I'm gonna give a shout out. This is actually Brother Bumani. I'm just giving you a shout out, so that's all.
Oh, peace, brother. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No doubt.
All right. Okay. If there's anyone else on the line, we do have callers all on the line. And if you're listening on the radio, online on the computer, thank you for joining us. You are on Awake With Our Set. We are here every single Monday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, 7 a.m. if you are on the West Coast, and we are here to heal. I'm really, really excited to continue to do this work. Brother Bumani has been rocking with me for years and doing this work. He has seen the process and the growth and even the hardships, right? Doing this work is not some easy task. Like as constantly being in healer mode and constantly being in the mindset that we can do better than what we have done, revealing what needs to be healed and how it can break us down, right? It can literally harm our physical being. By the time we get any type of ailment or illness into our physical body, outside of like breaking something because we were being physical, right? But when something internally is happening, we need to understand that this is a manifestation of energy that needs to be released. When something is growing in your body, when something is not functioning in your body, when there is a breakdown, it is because there's some energy that has not been addressed. And oftentimes people get so, they feel like they're being wooed when I say, listen, all illnesses are coming from your state of mind and the energy that needs to be moved and processed. And when you're not processing these energies, this is what happens. Also, when we are consuming the food or consuming the things in our bodies that support having those breakdowns, that support, so it can get concentrated. And next thing you know, you are now dealing with illness. See, this is not healing. Revealing what needs to be healed is not just about facing these hard conversations. It's also preventative for your overall health, for your overall well-being, for ensuring that you do not find yourself in harm's way, because it raises your consciousness. You begin to see your surroundings spiritually. You begin to understand how other people are showing up. You begin to stop taking ownership. You begin to stop taking things so personal. It allows you to give your best. It allows you to keep your word, and it allows you to say, you know what, I am going to imply and implement all of the tools that I've been exposed to, and I'm going to do the hard, tough work. We've been having some interesting guests here, and that will be our format. The first two shows will always have a guest. Third show will be me doing readings, and the fourth show we are going to have a regular show, and I'm excited to announce that after this show. But just know that it is always going to be a moment of discomfort. But when you get strong, when you are sitting in a space of working out, your body begins to hurt, right? Your body begins to hurt. But as soon as you get to that goal that you set, now you're in a rhythm. The same is true for your spiritual well-being. The same is true for your energy being in harmony. Once you get in the rhythm that facing things actually are not as uncomfortable as we have told ourselves, right? We have told ourselves that we don't want to deal with something. We don't want to have to be uncomfortable. Nothing's going to harm us. We're not about to get caught up in whatever it is that we don't want to get caught up in. See, the actuality is that until you get the courage to expose yourself, to expose the truth, nothing can be addressed. How? And here's the other thing. We are interconnected. You cannot do these things by yourself. Let me say that again. You cannot do these things by yourself. There is nothing wrong with going to being in a space of saying, I am going to go talk to somebody. I'm going to, whether it's a counselor, whether it's someone spiritual, whether it's getting a reading, whether it's whatever it is, there is nothing wrong with knowing that we are aids to one another. So oftentimes, the people who are not revealing things, right, are the very ones who want to give advice to everybody, right? Think about the people who are constantly the ones saying that I have formulas and I have tools. I just, in the chakra class yesterday, I just was saying, listen, I teach this class, but this class is very much, I'm taking it with you, and I take it every single time, and every single time something in my life, something within myself has to be revealed. And we got to get to the place where we are unafraid of showing and unleashing what needs to be healed. We're going to go back to the line. 706, you're on the line. How may I help you? 706?
I'm just listening in.
Oh, okay. All right, if you are on the line and you want to get a quick mini reading, or you want to get in there, work, or you have something to share, again, go ahead and press 1, and we will get to it. Listen, let me also say, you see the trend, right? You see the trend. When we look at pop culture, when we look at what is happening, kind of there's this, everybody can feel something, right? Like we feel something is happening within whatever it is, that whatever the realm is. And we feel these things being revealed, whether it's Jay-Z and Beyonce revealing what they were going through, whether it's Offset having H2 on the show, whether it's, there's all this revelation, right? That's all revealing is. We're revealing that what needs to be addressed and what needs to be talked about and somebody has to do it. Somebody has to do it, and either you are going to continue to do what has been done and stay in those cycles, or you're going to have the courage and say, I know that I have the tools within me. And sometimes if you know you don't have the tools, go seek them. Go seek them. Think about the habits of highly effective people. Think about the habits of what it requires for you to be what often is deemed the bigger person, but in reality, being the bigger person, there is no such thing. Because once you open up that door, the door begins to continue. Begins to continue. And then you either repel that which is not for you. Well, not either. You do this simultaneously. You repel that which is not for you, and you attract that which is for you. So you continue to, but the more you open up, if you are closed off and you're in a corner by yourself, dealing with your shit by yourself, there is no way for you to really get what you need. No one can show up. You're robbing others' gifts. See, somebody, if you are dealing with depression, right? And there's, and see, this is the way that God works. You're dealing with depression. And then there is someone who is gifted with dealing with depression, gifted with dealing with suicide. You're robbing them of being able to express their gift to you. And you're robbing yourself from being able to receive the gift so that you can give your gift back to that person. See, it's always an exchange. There is never just a giving. That's impossible. The only entity that just gives is the Most High, is the Creator. You are never in an exchange with someone and you're not giving something and receiving something at the same time. Never. Never. And when you get in that mindset, it takes away the audacity of having arrogance when you are trying to heal something, of having arrogance or not being able to understand or being void of compassion or all of the things that and you're not being effective. You're not being effective. See, being independent is, you know, fine. If you want to be independent and you want to be able to stand by yourself, that's fine. But that's only going to last for so long. You're going to reach your ceiling. The idea is to be interdependent. It's to be interconnected. It's to understand that everything that is showing up in your life is a tool and a necessary lesson for you to be your best self. That's all it is. And when we get to that idea where we're not taking things so personal, well, you know, between seven habits of highly effective people, the four agreements, tipping point, the outline, all of these things that these tools and being uncomfortable. When you are uncomfortable, know it is an opportunity to grow. Get comfortable in being uncomfortable. And watch how you can manifest things within your life. Find a space where you can move in harmony. Find a space where hardships don't make you run, where you are not trying to avoid that which needs to be addressed, where you're not leaving people hanging, right? Because if there's something that needs to be revealed, it is between you and someone else. And if it's not, and if it's something where you can't address to someone else, trust and believe your actions, your words, something has impacted someone else because of you not healing what needs to be healed. And how do you do that? How do you get to a space of being comfortable, confident, and trusting the universe, trusting the God of your understanding, and knowing that you are safe. You are safe. See, the fear is only coming because you don't feel safe, because you don't feel secure. And that's not a reflection of the other individual. That's a reflection of you. Why are you not safe in being uncomfortable? Why do you feel so diseased at hardship? And why do they have to be such a hardship? Why can't it just be, I feel this energy, let me address it? You know when the fire is going to burn. You know that. We have the signs. We just stopped listening. We just stopped listening. We stopped paying attention. We really think that we can avoid the signs. We really think that we do not have to, we can clearly see the train coming. Clearly see it. And we still have the arrogance to think we can still avoid it. That it doesn't apply to us. That we somehow, some way, we are excuse me, we are different. And we all, let me not say it like that, because I don't want to suggest that we are not different. We are different. We're definitely all different, but we are all interconnected in the same way, and that's through spirit, and that's through energy. You are on this show because you need to hear this. I need to hear it by saying it. There's no sitting on no throne. Y'all know how I rock. I'm not sitting on no throne. I need the message just as much as you do. And so getting to that space, getting to that point of finding clarity, of finding understanding, can really, really, really give you the space and the sacred space. Let me not even just say space, the sacred space that is required for you to move forward and manifest and attract all of the things that you want, all of the things that you desire, all of the things that you want to find. See, we think that it's just this positive thinking method. And yeah, you got to be positive and all that good stuff, but you also have to be realistic in knowing that tough things happen. Tough things happen, and being able to persevere through doubt, anger, mistrust, when you can get to a space where you trust yourself, where you're believing in yourself, not even believing, when you're knowing in yourself, when you're clear about how you are going to be the most productive you, that is when you will begin to see the change. That is when you will begin to manifest the life that you want. But it's going to take, what is it that you need to reveal? What is it that you need to call out? What is it that you need to write about, talk about? Whatever it is, however you have to process, know that you should be in front of the need to process. Don't be behind it. Don't let it blow up in your face and you don't even know how to reel it back in because you were avoiding. Get to a space where you are comfortable in saying that I'm going to be uncomfortable for the sake of this growth process, for the sake of figuring it out. It might be awkward for the first couple of minutes, but I promise you, when you're committed to healing, when you're committed to having the most effective relationships that you can in your life, you're going to be able to be in a better space. You will be able to find your peace and find your harmony. Let's take a deep breath. Y'all know me. We do not have to stay on the show for the full 2 hours. I feel full. I was just given space for readings. And I see everyone on the phone, but if you are not, if you do not want to get a reading, that's fine. And we can end the show early and we can make sure that we are in the right space for our healing. I think we have a caller. 706, you are on the line.
Yes, I would like to attend a reading.
Okay. Let me see. Let's take a deep breath. All right. There's a transition happening for you right now. Is someone around you, is there birth is around you. So I don't know. That doesn't necessarily mean childbirth. It could be me. It could mean that you are giving birth to an entity or you're manifesting something that you've been working on for some time and now it's starting to come full circle. Making sure that you are dealing with that. It also feels like some travel, if not a full move, that's coming up. And this is to have. Are you doing something around like education? Are you trying to do something around teaching or something?
Well, yes, I am.
Okay, so that's going to begin to work for you, but it's going to be really, really non-traditional. There's something about the way that you're doing your teaching or being taught, whatever it is, there's something really non-traditional about it, and it's going to feel like it's not working, but it's going to take off sooner than you thought. But at first, you're going to feel kind of defeated, and it feels like it's because there's a need to travel. You'll be doing some type of travel or be participating in some type of travel. Are you thinking about moving? Is that what this is?
But you are on point in regards to different transformations and different education endeavors and the different transition that I'm going through. You are on point on that. And the different adversities of going up and down.
Okay. Well, yeah, did you have any particular question?
No, actually, I don't have any particular questions. I'm just thankful for the information that you exposed to me, you know, because like you said earlier, that we all connected. We all connected on the spiritual plane. We all connected through a form of cosmic energy. We all connect mm-hmm. through a form of vibration, form of consciousness. So it's good to see that you're actually embedded into what you're talking about. You're not just practice teaching it. You're practicing. You're being a practitioner as well as an advocate of what you speak about. You're putting theory into practice, and that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. 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 Good. Well, if you need anything, we on every single Monday, the third Monday I do readings. And then it'll be good.
Okay. I appreciate it, sister. Peace and love.
Peace and love. Thank you. All right. If there's anyone else on the line who wants to get a mini reading, go ahead and press 1, and we will get you in. I do want you guys with this information. Brother was on point in saying yes, here. And I want you to take this information for the rest of your week. Next week, we're going to have a very, very special guest. And making sure that you know and you're clear about, don't think that when I'm saying hardships and revealing what needs to be healed and, you know, dealing with the uncomfortable moments or the discomfort of being the first one to initiate healing, all of those things, don't think that that's a Debbie Downer, right? Like, I want you to be empowered by that. Be empowered. Tap into the courage that it takes to be the first to make the move on healing. Align yourself with being in joy of knowing that the outcome is going to be in your favor. Be in. You can still maintain positive thinking in hardship. Like, that's the point. Like, don't think that because it's hard that your positive thinking is void. But I also want to be, you know, it's a very thin line of making sure in hardships you're not allowing your positive thinking to be a part of you avoiding it, to be a part of you not doing the work, to be a part of you saying, I have nothing, you know, I'm not going to face it because I'm too busy thinking positively. That's not healthy either. And that's an imbalance that positive thinking often gets us in, right? And then it shows up and then we break down because we don't really understand that it's hard, but it being hard doesn't have to create a void of faith, a void of understanding, a void of being in the spaces of love, right? Being in the space of diligence and harmony and dedication and all of those good things. So, yes. We don't have to stay on the line. You are on Awake with Offset on New Evolution Radio, where the evolution is the revolution. And Joey Bounce, thank you for having me as the goddess on the station, the first woman of the station. I want to give a shout out to my grandparents. They celebrated 60 years of marriage this Saturday, and my daddy came into town, and it was just a great weekend of love, and it was also a great weekend that wound up being revealing for some healing to happen. So I just want to acknowledge that, you know, it shows up. It shows up even when things are good. It shows up. So thank you all for joining us this Monday morning. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Get your spirit right. Get your energy right. And if you need me, find me at HealerOffsetMiriamAli.com or on all social medias, HealerOffsetMiriamAli, and get in contact. The sacred container is here, and you don't have to reach out publicly and be on the line. You can do it privately, and we can still reveal whatever needs to be healed with you. Again, I'm Offset. Healer Offset Miriam Ali. You are on Awake with Offset every single Monday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, 7 a.m. West Coast. I love y'all. Have a wonderful, 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 wonderful week, and we'll see you next Monday.